Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the Shuckers and the Biscuits on a Thursday night. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Nick Merkel, who's back off the injured list and has put together a couple real nice appearances out of the bullpen. Nick, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Javik.
How good is it just to be back and healthy and finally pitching on a regular schedule?
It feels good. Getting through last year was tough. Got hurt in April and then was stubborn and just tried to pitch through it. So it really feels like it's been a full year since I've been healthy. So now just getting back in the swing of things is nice and feeling real good, trying to look forward to the rest of the season.
How about last night as well? Because the knuckle curve was really working, especially the one to end it to over.
Yeah, the curveball's feeling good. Everything's coming out of the hand well right now. Just really trying not to overcomplicate things with being kind of getting back into the pace of the game. Just trusting what Spence is saying, feedback I'm getting in catch play, just trusting that pitch to be what it's been the last few years.
Does it help, too, having Spence in your rear for now the past three seasons?
Yeah, it's seeing the same faces does help a lot. You know, he knows how I think, I know how he thinks. I understand the way he speaks, the way he likes to describe things. So yeah, when you get new coaches, it can be a definite hard change to deal with, but having Spence back here, it's awesome.
Big thing for the Mariners a couple weeks ago, one of your favorite players as a kid, of Randy Johnson's number finally getting retired by the Mariners. You're a tall guy from the Washington area. What was it like as a kid watching Randy Johnson?
You couldn't go anywhere without getting the comparisons to him. Even if I was wearing 51 for Ichiro or whatever, it was always Randy. So it's cool to see that the Mariners did that, give both guys their flowers for wearing that number. But yeah, being a tall person from the Northwest, I think that's the only pitcher you ever get compared to. Even though he's left-handed, I'm right-handed, he throws hard, I do not. But yes, the big unit, I was called a lot growing up, for sure.
Did you wear 51 a lot as a kid?
I remember early on in Little League, I would wear 51 if 11 was taken. And I couldn't tell you how many times I did it, but I know I was 51 at least two different years.
And the Mariners had a lot of great pitchers while you were a kid, whether it was him, Felix Hernandez. How did that influence just your love of baseball, watching those two guys go at it?
I mean, honestly, it's kind of a surprise I fell in love with baseball with how bad the Mariners were my childhood. But, yeah, being able to watch a guy like Felix was awesome. Just trying to emulate him in the backyard, doing stuff, his changeup grip, even though I don't have a changeup now. It was just, I mean, he was the king, still is. I watched the perfect game final out earlier today as well. It's just, get goosebumps when I think about guys like that. Even though they only would win 65 games a year, those are the best memories I have of the game.
Do you remember that perfect game, where you were when it happened?
Yes, I was working out. It was probably like 12 or 13. I was at a coach's gym, and I was riding my bike home when my friend Spud texted me and said, "Felix Perfecto." I stopped my bike. I looked at my phone, back before smartphones, and I pedaled faster, got home, and I saw he threw a perfect game.
Did you get to watch the highlights or anything, or did he have to catch it later on SportsCenter?
I think they replayed the game right after it, so I just watched it in the replay version. I do remember it was a morning, like an 11 a.m. first pitch, so I think I got to watch it at about 3 o'clock that day.
Well, yeah, I remember I was on the East Coast as a kid, and I remember coming home from school and getting to watch the final out because it was a morning game on the West Coast. And it's hard to believe it's been 15 years since it's happened. How many times have you watched that final out over the last 15 years?
Too many. A lot. I still get goosebumps when I watch it. You know, that was one of the few moments we had as Mariners fans growing up, so that one's special for sure.
Tonight's also a special night because it is emo night here in Montgomery, and you and I have been talking about all things early 2000s music and what was on our iPod Nanos when we were kids. What's your favorite emo band?
Fall Out Boy is for sure number one. I think I'm going to switch it up now. I'm going to go Panic at 2, and then Sum 41 at 3, and I'm hoping there's some good music tonight. That makes me feel like I'm 8 years old again.
You talk about Fall Out Boy. And there were a lot of great albums, especially when you and I were kids back in the early 2000s when Panic was more than just Brandon Urie and they were an actual band. People forget that nowadays. Do you have a top Fall Out Boy song?
It's one of the newer songs of Fall Out Boy I like a little more than the old stuff, but Going Down Swinging is Fall Out Boy, correct?
Yeah.
That still takes the cake. Probably one is Going Down Swinging, and then 2 through 5 are all off their new stuff, which is probably a hot take, and I'm sure the emo crowd's not very happy with me. but I'm okay with it.
Well, the Biloxi emo crowd might have a couple of not so nice words to say about that. But you did put in Panic. You did put in Sum 41. There's a lot of great bands. And we were just discussing, because you consider Nirvana emo as well.
It is. I mean, emo just means emotional. I would say that Kurt Cobain and company were an emotional band. And so I just think it fits. And Smells Like Teen Spirit might be the most emo song out there. So that's just my take.
Franz Ferdinand is on in the background now. This is another great emo song. What was the playlist like for a young Nick Merkel? Was it a lot of Panic, a lot of Fall Out Boy? Was there a lot of different stuff in there?
Well, I got my first iPod Nano from my oldest sister. So there is a lot of everything. She's 8 years older than me, so I was pretty much listening to anything made in 1996 to about 2003. I wasn't allowed to make my own music choices. So my sister definitely influenced me on that with her iPod.
Well, one of the big things, too, is back in our day, we had to pay $1.99 for songs, and that was a big investment. I remember back in my day having to burn CDs and rip it off the YouTube to MP3 converter. Was that the same thing for you?
Yes. There was a website that my sisters used. I won't implicate them. But it was a lot cheaper than using iTunes for the $1.29 songs. And I just remember buying ringtones. It was a little cheaper than buying the whole song. So I would buy ringtones, and you would listen to just usually the chorus of the song.
What was the best ringtone you had growing up?
For sure, Cinema by Skrillex. I think it was 8th grade year when I got my first phone, a little flip-up, a little slide with the keyboard, and I think within the first week, I purchased Cinema as my ringtone, and it stayed that the rest of the time.
Is it still your ringtone now?
No, I just have the very basic, whatever the iPhone ringtone is.
You might have to bring it back.
I might have to. We'll see. We'll see what the vibes are tonight after emo night. It's in the thought now. Might think about it. Might switch it up. But also, no one really calls me. So, like, I wouldn't hear it ever. I kind of get text here and there. Not really. I might just have to start listening to more Skrillex regularly again.
I think that's a good way to do it. You got to rip Bangarang, that, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, all of it.
Maybe I'll just shave my head, the half of the head, grow out the other half, try to get some personality showing here, really set the tone for the rest of the year and let the rest of Suddenly know we're not messing around.
Well, hey, if your last couple appearances are any indication, it should be a lot of fun for you. Merk, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Jake.
We're back after this on the On Deck Show.